leader for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Don Beyer is the member of Congress from Virginia who is proposing a 1,000% tax. 1,000%. You think that's a little onerous? That would take the cost of an AR-15 from $500 to $2,000 currently, but a $1,000 tax, according to NBC News, 1,000% tax would mean a final sale price of $5,000 to $20,000. Don Beyer said that law enforcement and U.S. military would not be subject to the tax. The legislation would apply only to future assault weapon sales. Those of you that own AR-15s don't have to worry about getting a tax bill from the U.S., although that's probably the next step, would be getting a note from the IRS saying that you suddenly owe 1,000% more than what you paid for the weapon. That's what we're talking about here. And you know that's going to be next. And you've got this push for an assault weapons ban. Steve Scalise is a member of Congress. He's a member of leadership in the House on the Republican side from Louisiana. He was on with John Roberts on Fox News Sunday. And I want you to listen. Biden's push for an assault weapons ban, according to Steve Scalise, and this is cut six, by the way. This is cut six. The assault weapons ban is misguided. Listen to this.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21. Strengthen background checks. Enact safe storage law and red flag laws.
So let me take what the president said and break it into two main parts. First of all, an assault weapons ban. When you were at that practice for the congressional baseball game, you were shot by a weapon, a very powerful weapon, that would not have been subject to the 1994 assault weapons ban. Yet the shootings that we saw in Uvalde and in Buffalo and in Tulsa, Oklahoma, were committed by weapons that would be subject to that ban. So in terms of that particular issue, what's the best way forward?
Well, John, the best way forward is, first of all, when you have a shooting, instead of sitting down and going, okay, what is really causing this? Why do we see these happening more and more in the last few years? It immediately becomes a debate about taking away guns. And you see Democrats quickly run. In the day of the shooting, they were talking about passing H.R. 8 in the Senate. Go look at H.R. 8. It would have done nothing to stop this shooting. But what and by the way, the president himself went even further and started talking about going after handguns in that same speech. And so immediately pushes everybody in a corner instead of sitting down and saying, why don't we look and see if we can find some telltale signs so that there can be intervention? Some communities actually do this. This just happened a few days ago in Berkeley, California. there was a student that was trying to not just shoot, but blow up his high school. Mm-hmm. And other students found out about it. They alerted authorities, and authorities were able to move and stop it before anything happened. We need to be focused more on stopping things before they happen. This isn't something that we're having a conversation about right now, and it should be. It immediately becomes about Democrats wanting to take away guns. Go look at the hearing that they had last week in Congress. I mean, you had members, Democrats, cursing out the Second Amendment. You had members saying, well, if we can't get this, we're going to blow up the filibuster and pack the Supreme Court to get around the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not some guideline. It's part of the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And it's there for a reason, by the way. Every day in America, people use guns to defend themselves. And there are a lot of examples of that, too. So instead of talking about Democrats always wanting to take away the rights of gun owners, law-abiding citizens especially, why don't we talk about the root causes of these problems? And there is some common ground to be found there, John. That's not where the conversation is today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'd like to see us go in that direction.
That's Steve Scalise, a congressman from Louisiana, and he was one of the more badly hurt members of Congress at that baseball practice a couple of years ago. And thank God he survived. One guy that will have something to say about this, I know, is Monty Bowen. He is Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America. Great organization. Just a fabulous organization. If you don't belong yet, you need to belong. It's Gun Owners of America. Monty Brown will be next. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 132, as we check in our conditions on area freeways, a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley. Moderate flows on the 15 southbound at Oakey. Remember the overnight road work on Interstate 15 at Las Vegas Boulevard in North Las Vegas. The northbound ramps are going to be closed nightly from 7 p.m. until 5 a.m. from tonight through the 9th of June. The southbound ramps are going to be closed nightly from 7 p.m. until 5 a.m. through the 10th through the 12th of June. So keep that in mind if you're traveling in that area. And slow flows there, 515 eastbound. That's at the 15 interchange.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Las Vegas Aces get back to their winning ways, playing somewhat shorthanded. They pick up a win against Dallas yesterday, 84-78. Kelsey Plum tying her career high with 32 points. Chelsea Gray adding 18. The Aces now get a few days off. They're not going to play again until this Saturday when they match up against L.A. on the road. The Las Vegas Aviators on Sunday, they knock off Sacramento 11-10 in walk-off fashion, scoring three runs in the ninth inning. Today is an off day for the Aviators. They'll get back at tomorrow when they match up against Round Rock. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Nature Valley has helped restore access to 10,000 miles of national park trails. And we're on our way to restoring even more, because every mile is a new memory. Life happens out there. Nature Valley. Nature Valley has helped restore access to 10,000 miles of national park trails. And we're on our way to restoring even more, because every mile is a new memory. Life happens out there. Nature Valley.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician.
Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More gun violence over the weekend in places like Indianapolis and Philadelphia, reinforcing for many on the left the reason why we need gun control. Let's take the guns away. And in fact, we even have one member of Congress, Don Beyer of Virginia, who wants to impose a 1,000% tax on the price of an AR-15. Specifically that weapon. Monty Bowen joining us. He is the Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America, and he is a true patriot. He joins us. Monty, what do you make of this? We saw more gun violence over the weekend. It's only fueling the fire. The Senate's trying to come up with something. The House has already come up with something. Give us a snapshot of where we are right now.
Well, we know that it's their agenda, and we know that these shootings seem to pop up a lot more during the Democratic hold on our Senate and House and presidency. We obviously seen that. But, you know, I think we ought to start attacking this a different way. You know, they've had gun control. It's always gun control, gun control. It seems to never work. How about this? How about let's make constitutional carry 50 statewide, open carry, concealed carry, your flavor, and let's see if crime starts going down in these big crime cities like New York, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, you know, and all these other places, Chicago.
By the way, you need to, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but you need to check out Victor Jakes' column over the weekend. He's a three-time-a-week columnist in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And his column this weekend, debunking four common gun control myths, and that's one of them. That's one of them, that the assault weapons ban somehow had a an impact on gun deaths during the 10 years or whatever it was that they had it. And I guess my question is, what about some of these myths that are out there? Can you work on at least one or two of them?
Well, the myth of the gun control part and the assault weapons ban, or whatever they want to call the assault weapon, it's the broad myth of it mostly is the fact that they glorify the weapon. We still do nothing against the mental illness problem that we've got in this state. So the more gun control you have, it's obvious. We have this tested in states like California and everywhere else. It just grows. Under that assault weapons ban, the 10-year ban it had, the shootings and stuff like that, the crime increased over that period of time. They don't want to look at those statistics with the FBI. They want to sit there and make up their own, like, oh, but the actual AR-15 may have killed less. It's just because the gun's gotten more popular. Take in action if truck sales of the Ford F-150 probably has more DUIs than, let's say, a Toyota Tundra, but yet we still sell the Ford F-150. That's the same thing with gun control. It's just a popular gun. It doesn't matter what you do. Somebody's going to find something else to do that evil with.
Again, Monty Bowen joining us, Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America. Can you give us a quick snapshot of where we are in Congress? I know the House has passed legislation. It will be dead on arrival, obviously, in the Senate. But now the Senate and a group of moderates are negotiating, and they're racing against the clock to get something done. Can you give us an idea of where we are right now?
Well, I was talking to our federal affairs guy, and they are working. I think where the biggest part where we're worried about is that they're trying to pass this other, during our background checks, they're wanting to add another branch into that. And to be honest with you, that's just going to slow down the gun purchases of because then there's a lot more if and vans, you know, where whether somebody may have the same name or a close birth date. So that we know for a fact that they're trying to negotiate that in there, and they're also trying to negotiate that age increase, which is astonishing. They claim that an 18-year-old, their brain is not good enough to own a rifle, but yet they want to decrease the voting age. And I'm like, okay, their ideas do not make sense to me, you know, because voting should, we should use common sense and a lot of, you know, understanding and smarts, as you would say, but we want to lower that, but take away guns. Blows me away on that.
So in other words, this idea, and the president said, if we can't background checks, then, you know, or the so-called universal background checks, that we ought to raise the age to 21. I'm assuming you disagree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no difference. And I look back at myself, you know, from 18 to 21, I don't know if I grew that much more, but, you know, I was always a responsible gun carrier. You know, I had guns in my family and never went out to harm anybody. Again, our kids can go out and fight for this country, but yet they're not smart enough to own a weapon in the United States. And again, it's just demonizing gun control. That they want gun control. It's demonizing that gun. And, you know, if they're going to do that, then they need to take away the fact that an 18-year-old can go fight for his country. Because that's what they're saying. They're saying that they're not smart enough to own a weapon, but they are smart enough to go out and die for this country and the freedoms we possess.
And by the way, when we talk about an assault weapons ban, what are we talking about? I can't find any two Democrats that agree on what constitutes an assault weapon. Is it an AR-15? Is it something bigger, smaller? What?
Well, you know, that's just it. They want to start with the AR-15 platform, but here's where they're sneaky on the anti-gun left. They want to put or weapons of war or weapons of look-alike with the military, and the reason why they do that, number one, they don't understand weaponry at all. You can have an open discussion with any of them. They're ignorant when it comes to the rate of fire, the, you know, different size of caliber of bullets. They don't understand, you know, of course, Biden's big old messed up word where he said a 9mm blows the lung out. No, maybe a 50 caliber, you know, might do some damage that way. But, you know, a shotgun can do a lot of damage as well. They want to get rid of that AR-15 and lookalikes. That's how they hide it in their bills. That's why we have to go against everything they want on gun control, because they want that AR-15 platform so they can eventually start grabbing anything that looks like it, and that's their key words, or weapons of war look like.
And let me just ask you, because we're starting to hear of Democrat blowback, which has some members in Congress, Democrat members of Congress, reluctant to pass radical gun control legislation. Are you starting to see that among Democrat members?
Well, I can tell you what we are. We're working these elections in Nevada because it's such a important battleground state. And I can tell you this, that we're getting a lot of Democrats coming to our events and independents that are like, you know what? I'm starting to see between the lines, you know, and a lot of it is like we go back to the old thing. They gave so-called assault weapons, which was the M4s, the fully automatic that the military, to Ukrainian citizens to defend their country, but yet they're disarming us. And I think a lot of people are starting to see the rise in crime, the rise in everywhere, more murder rates in Las Vegas. The late Las Vegas Metro is at their max capacity trying to fight these crimes. And now's the time where people are like, you know what? I'm getting nervous. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing female Democrats, female independents saying, hey, I'm not comfortable, but what can I do? The question I got asked by one was, what can I do to be comfortable with a gun? So I lead them to women's groups and stuff like that and say, look, go to these women's groups. We have great women instructors that will build your confidence and show you the right way to carry and defend and be accountable with your firearm.
Monty, I love your organization and what you do. How can people participate? How can they be a part of Gun Owners of America?
Well, right now, we need all the members we can to fight with us and stand with us. We need to make our members even more understanding where we're coming from. Join our membership. It's gunownersofamerica.org. You can join us. It's $25 a year. That, and I can promise you this, we are fighting this in the federal, state, and local areas. And I say join us. Join. Be part of our grassroots army to keep our rights, because once they take away our Second Amendment, they're going to take away the rest of them. So we have to stand our ground now.
Monty, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend, for fighting the good fight. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Monty Bowen, good guy, and the Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to weekday mornings at 7:50 on The Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and a basic oil change. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up top of the hour, Jenna Waltho is a candidate for Clark County Commission, District F as in Frank. We'll find out what's shaken in our own community, not just what's happening in Washington or the world. Gentleman Jim has been researching some of the numbers. I mean, there are some amazing things being said by Democrats and folks who want to take away your gun rights. But it's interesting, when you actually look at the numbers, it's a different story. What about it, Jim?
Well, when we're talking about gas prices and we look around at all these different states where the average price is over $5 a gallon already, it's 7 out of the 9 are run by Democrats. So it's a really hard thing to run from that because California, Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, Michigan, Nevada, right here, Illinois, and the District of Columbia all are over $5 a gallon. The only two on the list so far are Arizona and Alaska. But when you look at the ABC News Ipsos poll, it found that a majority of Americans do believe that Democrat Party policies share either a great deal or a good amount of blame for those rising costs to fill the tanks. And when you take a look at it, President Joe Biden is at 37%, and that is in that ABC News Ipsos poll, which you know they always oversample
yeah.
on the Democrat side. So it's probably closer to 32 to 34% where his support is. But there are places in California I saw yesterday where in Mendocino, I think that's in Northern California up by San Francisco, it was nearly $10 a gallon. It was $9.79 for the premium fuel in Northern California yesterday.
That's incredible. So whether it's the price of a gallon of gasoline or gun control or Bidenflation, the numbers just don't lie.
No. It's horrific out there. And a lot of people, especially seniors, they're looking at their savings, and it's just evaporating with this inflation going on.
Well, and folks, and this is what's going on right now. That folks I know of, friends of mine who had planned trips to Disneyland or to drive to Nashville or something like that, they're putting those trips off.
They have to.
I know. Hey, stick around. More from gentleman Jim Dallas coming up. Also, we'll get a chance to visit with Jenna Waltho, the candidate for the Clark County Commission District F. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. That's 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265.